Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us this week, and it's a great season, is it not? The fall season. I know where we're at right here in Indiana, it's been pretty hot. But fall seems to be here, and with fall comes a number of different things. You're not too far away from the college basketball scene. College football scene is underway with three or four games probably going. High school season is kind of getting toward the end. But you know what's really good? It's baseball, and fall baseball is just outstanding, particularly when you get a chance to talk to some guys that get what's called the September call-up. Now, if you're unfamiliar with that, after September 1st, when the minor league baseball season ends, players can be called up, and the last 30 days of the season, the rosters are expanded up to 40 players, so you get a chance for players to get a chance to come up and maybe get a taste of the major leagues. Maybe they'll maybe that's the only taste they'll ever get. Maybe they'll go back to the minor leagues next year. But they get a taste of the major leagues. And we have a guy with us today who has been around in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization for a while. He made his professional debut in 2012 with the State College Spikes in State College, Pennsylvania. And then he's moved up to the Pirates organization, and this year he got a chance to pitch for the Pirates. His name is Clay Holmes, and last year we had a chance to talk to Clay when he was with the Indianapolis Indians. He hasn't had a real successful time with the Pirates, but he did have his first career start with the Pirates on the 15th of July this year, and he struck out six Milwaukee Brewers, so he's got a pretty good future. Now, since then, he's had kind of a tough time. In fact, he's 1-3 right now, and his ERA is pretty high, up at 8.8. But don't think a lot about that, because you know, you can go back. You can work out in the winter. He might be on the 40-man roster next year. He might have a chance to really play and be very successful for the Pirates. But we thought you would be interested in hearing the story of Clay Holmes, because like all the stories that we have on Face to Face, it goes beyond just what he does on the mound or on the field, and it goes into the life. And Clay Holmes is a very interesting story, and we thought you'd want to hear it. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear the story of Clay Holmes of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back. Our guest is Clay Holmes. He's a pitching prospect for the Pittsburgh Pirates, now playing for the Indianapolis Indians. Clay, first of all, thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Oh, thank you for having me.
The Pirates seem to be high on you. You would seem to be very close to getting to the big club, making your major league debut here at Indianapolis. You're having a good year. Got a win last night. Tell me a little bit about your feelings as to where you're at right now.
Yeah, it's been a good season. I think we have a great group of guys here, and it's been a lot of fun. And you know, I found when you're enjoying the people that you have around you and you're building relationships and having fun, things tend to go a lot better. So it's been a great season so far.
I say that when you get to AAA, pretty much it's just a matter of refining yourself. Big gap between AA and AAA. As a pitcher, what do you think about that?
There's some differences. You see, you know, some more experienced hitters. You get, you know, a lot more guys that have been in the big leagues and back down. But then again, there's an aspect where, you know, you're still, you know, pitch your strengths, and you master those, and you kind of do what you do and go from there. So there is a little bit of jump, but at the end of the day, it comes down to executing your pitches and pitching to your strengths and getting hitters out that way.
You were drafted in the 9th round out of high school down in Alabama, and you could have gone to Auburn University. What swayed your decision?
I know I wanted to come play pro ball. You know, the opportunity presented itself, and you know, I kind of was ready for it and went for it. You know, there with Auburn, you know, I had a great school there, great program. Great, you know, had some scholarship money, so it was definitely a tough decision. But you know, I believe I made the right one, and I'm, you know, happy where I am today.
Tell me what it's like to be a 19-year-old kid going into the minors. I know you went to State College, Pennsylvania, and as irony would have it, I have a friend who's a trainer at Penn State University and tells me that when you got to State College, that's one of the nicer rookie facilities there is. What were your thoughts about playing down there, and what were some of the challenges?
Yeah, that was the first time getting out of, you know, our spring training facility, Pirate City, and going there, and you definitely saw, you know, how nice it was, you know, the feelings of, you know, finally being out in a stadium and getting played under the lights. You know, so that was just a great experience. It was, you know, fun traveling around, competing, and kind of just learning what the lifestyle is about, and, you know, learning how to take care of your business on and off the field. So it was a great experience, and definitely one of the better rookie league parks. We found that out in a hurry in that league, but so it was great to play there, and I had a great experience there, and you know, it's kind of set me up, you know, for the future years.
When you're in high school, got everything going for you. You got Auburn University that wants you to play for them. Then you get to the minor leagues. You're in the New York Penn League. You're playing in a lot of small towns. You got the long bus rides. You got the early wake up calls. How did you handle that?
It was, you know, definitely a big adjustment. But I think, you know, there were people around me that. They kind of showed me kind of the things I should do, shouldn't do. As far as, you know, the baseball wise, you know, just kind of being on my own for the first time, you know, I think that, you know, I was raised in a way, my parents, you know, they instilled, you know, the Christian values in me and how to make right decisions, and gave me some freedoms. So I feel like I was prepared to make decisions. Good decisions, wise decisions off the field, you know, just by the way my parents raised me, and, you know, having brothers there to, you know, keep each other accountable and kind of, you know, do things the right way. So I think, you know, off the field, that was definitely kind of credit that to my upbringing and my parents and the way they've raised me.
2015, you had Tommy John surgery. What they call the dreaded Tommy John surgery, because it's like a roadblock on wherever you're. But you seem to have come back from that nicely. What were your thoughts when you found out that you were going to have Tommy John surgery in 2015?
There was, you know, definitely, you know, disappointment. There was some, you know, anxiousness. There was, you know, some kind of fearing the unknown, kind of what it's going to be like going through it. You know, well, what will my career look like after? You know, will I come back? There's a lot of, you know, doubts and thoughts that run through your mind. But you know, quickly learn to, you just, you got to take it day by day. You got to trust that, you know, my arm and my career's and, you know, in God's hands, and, you know, ultimately, you know, I'll take care of my business and, do what I'm supposed to do, but, you know, trust that, you know, trust His will for my life. And I think, you know, learn how to take it day by day, taking care of, you know, my work, and, having, you know, a partner and a couple of good friends there beside me, I think it made it a lot easier. It definitely wasn't easy. It was a long road. Learned, you know, what patience was about. Took me probably till last year to fully kind of get back on my feet. But, you know, it was a very long process, but I definitely think I learned a lot of things from it and come out of it better.
You feel like you're back all the way? I know that fastball is one of your strengths up in the mid-90s, high 90s. Do you feel like that your arm's back, and you feel like you're back on track the way you'd like to be?
Yeah, I feel like I'm, you know, that's the thing in the past. My arm health is 100%. My body feels great. You know, I think I'm, you know, the best pitching shape and you know, best shape my stuff has been in probably ever. So, you know, I believe I'm at the top of my game, and you know, ready to go out and compete, you know, every fifth day.
Like I said at the beginning of this interview, it looks like you may be ready to get to the big leagues, either maybe late this year in a September call-up, maybe next year. And I know you got a little taste of that in spring training when you got a chance to face the Yankees. Mm-hmm. You got a chance to face guys like Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez. Tell me about that experience, and tell me about how that went for you.
Yeah, that was the first time, you know, I kind of look up and see, you know, you're facing Brett Gardner, and, you know, you see Clint Hurdle in the dugout, and you have Joe West umpire third, and you kind of just realize, that, things are kind of real now, and you kind of have that moment where, the adrenaline kicks in, and you just have fun with it. It's baseball, and you just go out and compete and try to get those guys out. I think, once the batter steps in the box and you step on the toe of the rubber, I think, all those thoughts kind of go away. But, definitely standing there and, seeing some guys in lineup, for the first time is definitely, a fun thing, and it was a great experience.
Our guest is Clay Holmes. He's a pitching prospect with the Indianapolis Indians. We expect that next year he'll probably be in the majors, if not this year. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more and talk about Clay's faith. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Clay Holmes. And again, Clay, thanks for taking time out on this sunny Wednesday afternoon here in Indianapolis. By the way, this is, even though it's not the majors, this is a pretty nice place to play in Indianapolis, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This has been a great park, great city, fun place to play. You look forward every day to showing up to this park and getting to play in front of a nice crowd and some nice weather. So it's, nothing to complain about there.
Let's talk about your faith a little bit, because that's what Face to Face is all about. A lot of media talks about the bad side of sports, and it's not often that we get a chance to talk to someone. Oh, no, I know there's a lot of guys out there in a lot of different sports and a lot of baseball. And I know Josh Lindblom's a good friend of yours and been a good friend of ours. Tell me, I know your faith is important to you. Tell me how important it is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
I think that foundation, it drives kind of, what I do every day, and how I approach, my teammates, how I approach, when I'm on the mound. So I think having that foundation, everything is based around that. You realize when that's your foundation and you walk into a clubhouse, you see your teammates a little different. You care about them a little more, and you kind of want to have more of an impact on guys, and you're not so caught up in, your career and, your numbers and this and that. It kind of takes a lot of pressure off yourself, and it kind of enables you to, have some freedom and really make an impact, not only on the field but in the clubhouse as well.
Tell me when maybe there was an experience, or maybe when Jesus Christ came into your life the first time. You've alluded to the fact you grew up in a Christian home. Tell me a little bit about that from growing up in Slocum, Alabama, right?
Yeah, small town. My dad was a pastor, all my life, still is. So I grew up, going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday. Grew up in a good Christian home. It was when I was 13, we had a revival. Sammy Gilbreth was the Southern Baptist Convention, I think, president at the time. He was doing a revival. I remember, during that revival when I first gave my life to Christ, that day, and, have been committed and, walking in the faith, ever since.
I know there has to be challenges even when you're a Christian ball player, and like you say, you're 19 years old, you're on the road, you're all by yourself. Did there a lot of prayer go into just kind of keeping yourself on the right track when you were in the minors, and even as you're moving up the ladder now?
Definitely. I think, prayer, not only my prayer life, but, my parents' prayer life for me, and, the people that I have praying for me has made a huge impact. And I think that, the moments where, you can be down, you can feel lonely, you can feel, stressed, there can be a lot of anxiety. And I think that, through prayer, there's, God not only shows you more of himself, but he kind of, you can really feel him near, a lot. So I think, having a prayer life and having people praying for you has made a huge impact on my life.
I've heard it mentioned about you when I was doing a little study on you, that you're kind of a cerebral ball player. That you, one of the things that goes a real strength for you, I think you were valedictorian in your high school.
Yeah, it could be a blessing and a kind of a curse. Sometimes I get over analytical, which kind of gets in the way a little bit, but definitely, I like to think things through and, kind of play the use my head the best way I can and kind of take advantage of it.
A lot of guys that have a Christian faith, before they do the game, they have some sort of a tradition, you know, where they sit down, they do a prayer, they go through a devotional, even they go to the back of the mound and make a cross or something. Do you have any sort of thing like that that you do before you pitch, or even while you're pitching? Do you, is God a part of you out there on the mound?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my mom, ever since, you know, I started pitching in high school, she sent me a devotional and a text, usually probably about an hour before the game. So that's something every single start day since I was probably in high school, she sent me. Something I enjoy reading and spending a few minutes in prayer, you know, before the game.
How about praying for your teammates? How about finding someone else on the team that has the same faith as you do? How important is that to you?
It's been huge, especially, you know, and it's in this organization, there are more guys, I feel like, you know, than normal. Having guys like, you know, Josh Lindblom and, you know, Jacob Stallings and Appler, and, you know, there's a lot of guys on the team here that, you know, kind of walk the faith with you and hold each other accountable and, you know, do Bible studies together. And, you know, when you have that group of guys, you know, around you, it makes things, you know, a lot easier, and it's easier, you know, to hold each other accountable.
I know that baseball and faith's been very important to you. You said when you were growing up that when you were 13 years old that Christ came into your life. Was there anybody growing up, either somebody locally or somebody on the major league scene, anybody you look to as a role model and say, that's a person that kind of is an encouragement or somebody that I want to be like? Did you have anybody like that?
By far, you know, the Christian faith or baseball?
Both ways, both. Christian faith and baseball. Who? Let's start with baseball first. Who'd you look up to in baseball?
Baseball, I was a Yankees fan and always kind of a fan of closers. So Mariano Rivera was always a guy that, you know, I enjoyed watching. You know, I've always heard good things about him. So seeing him and Roger Clemens, which kind of my two guys look to baseball-wise. As far as the faith, you know, there's probably my dad. He's been there and with me since I was small, and kind of always, you know, taught me, you know, the things that I've had questions about. He's always been able to answer. He's always had, you know, the good talks with me, and always been able to answer questions, and kind of just been there by my side the whole way, and I've always looked up to him.
I know the ballplayers have walk-up songs. Of course, Mariano Rivera or Enter Sandman. Do you have a walk-up song?
No.
You don't walk up. You don't bat, do you? Very often.
No, I'm not huge into the walk-up songs and to the kind of music in general. You know, I listen to it, but not a huge fan. So I've never had a walk-up song that's kind of stuck with me or I've really used.
How about Christian bands or anybody like that that you follow? Anybody out there that's important to you?
I've always enjoyed, you know, Cats and Crowns. My dad, I think, went to school with Mark Hall, so there's always been a little connection there, and seeing him a little bit. You know, there's a lot of good guys out now. I'm, you know, a big fan of David Crowder. You know, it's Christian music. I mean, there's a lot of great guys out there.
When you come out and you're pitching, is there anything that you can do to the fans? I know some places they have a faith night, and I know they used to have it here. I'm not sure they do it anymore. But how about your Christian testimony to the fans? Is there anything that you can do, or any message that you want to send to the fans, the people that watch you, that you have Jesus Christ in your life?
You know, I think it's just, you know, having that foundation is important. And I think it, you know, this, you know, just the way you live your life, you know, if you really want to make an impact, you know, not just on the field, you know, but for me, the, you know, the impact you make with, you know, on a day-to-day basis, when you, just interactions with teammates and the people, the fans you meet, I think that when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you really have a deeper, make a deeper impact, and can really see Christ, you know, change your lives through you.
Clay, thanks for spending time with us. I know that you have an off day today. You pitched, you're not really an off day. You work out every day.
Yeah.
But in fact, let me ask you that. What do you do on the days like you had a big night last night, you got a win, and you come in early this morning? What's your workout like? What do you do?
Yeah, the day after, I usually try to do some type of long run and have some type of recovery day. Try to kind of heal up as much as I can from, you know, the big workload last night, and then I'll, you know, work out tomorrow. The next day I'll throw again off the mound, a bullpen, and then I'll have another kind of recovery day, and then, you know, back on the mound the fifth day.
Good luck to you. Want to let everyone know that your faith is very important to you. And hopefully we can do this again sometime when you're in the majors and playing for the Pirates. That'd be a wonderful thing to have a chance to do an interview at PNC Field.
Definitely. That'd be great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Clay Holmes, a prospect, and hopefully be in the majors very soon with the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Clay Holmes. We certainly did. It's just so much fun being down in the dugouts. It's for me as a broadcaster, it's just really a dream to sit in the dugout on a beautiful day, which is the case most of the time, on a beautiful day, sitting in the dugout talking to guys. And then with the face-to-face ministry, we follow up on them. We not just talk to them on the air, but we spend some time and see how they're doing, send them texts, send them emails, send them scripture verses, and that's part of the face-to-face ministry, and they really appreciate it. Recently, we did an interview with Nick Hundley of the San Francisco Giants, the backup catcher, and since then, I've had the chance to talk a couple of times to Nick, and just really had a fantastic time, so it's just good that those things happen, and we're always happy to be following up on major league and minor league players, and even some players that are in the independent league. But that's what the face-to-face ministry is all about, and we hope that you certainly enjoy it. Well, we want to let you know that we still have a number of things up on our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com. Hope that you'll take a look at that, and all the interviews that we have done in the past, over the past, I don't know, probably the past few years are up there. And you can kind of scroll down through there and see if there's anyone that you missed, and hope that you have a chance to hear it and to hear about some of the players that maybe when we did them, they were minor leaguers, or maybe they were players that hadn't reached their potential, but now they're doing really well. So check that out, all the various things that we have, facetofaceradio.com. That is our website. Well, as we close it out today, we want to give you a verse from the Book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. And at this particular time of year, at this particular time in our country where things are sometimes, well, you get the feeling that they're kind of chaotic, this is a very strong verse. John 14, 27 says this, "Peace I leave with you," and this is Jesus talking, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." Isn't that comforting? And I know that there are players who, during this time of year, particularly in baseball, there are players that aren't sure what their future is going to be like. And that's always a good verse to leave them with. "Peace I leave with you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face. We'll be right back.